the big issues that we have to deal with are around content authoring and content processing, as I've already alluded to. One of our goals is that we want people to be able to create content that is, you know, not necessarily professional. It's for their own enjoyment or for them and their friends. And they don't necessarily have to have the background in game development to be able to get up to speed in a tool like Unity or Unreal. So we ultimately want to offer a lot more simplified content creation experience, more akin to what you get in like a Sims game. But we need to get there piece by piece. We're trying to build the tools out now that let the, you know, more talented creators out there build neat stuff, but we ultimately want to let more and more people into the creation experience. I mean, as we saw in Second Life, a lot of people who don't consider themselves to be creative often find ways to express themselves with a streamlined enough tool set. And a big part of what we hope to offer in the future is collaborative editing. Ultimately, we want the editing experience itself to be something you can enjoy with friends, and you can work on larger projects seamlessly with friends and coworkers. So a lot of the tooling that you get with an engine like Unreal or Unity doesn't have that feature built in. It sort of needs to be built in from the ground up. We've been doing that underneath the hood of all the editing tools you see in Sansar today is a bunch of work for supporting collaboration in the future. I mean, one of the important parts is that while you're editing, you're still attached to the whole Sansar ecosystem. You still have chat. You still have your friends list. You still have all these features that keep you connected that are tightly integrated into your editing experience. It's not like a standalone editor that is solely for content creation. It's still part of the whole Sansar experience. And that's also something you don't get out of the box. A lot of the plugins that you could buy that work in an engine like Unreal Unity don't let you ship the actual content authoring part of that plugin to your end users. And that's one of the important things we want to do is, like any technology related to content creation, we need to put it in your hands. And that's just not something a lot of third-party software vendors have experience dealing with. And so we're sort of discovering how to make that work and working it out with these vendors. And so that's a challenge where what you might think you'd just get for free by using an engine because, hey, there's a plugin that does that. Well, that's not the whole story. We need to get the use of that functionality in your guys' hands